I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Malaysian government turned upside down over the last 2 weeks. Many are calling it a soft coup as the losing party in the 2018 election has regained control. Trans World Radio's Lauren Libby says things won't get any easier for believers.
It is actually illegal to witness or share about Jesus Christ with a Malay. You can actually go to jail. I know some people who have actually gone to jail because of missionary activity in Malaysia.
TWR transmits Christ-centered programming into Malaysia to strengthen believers there, but it won't get involved in politics.
Because we serve a king that's bigger than any prime minister or president or anything. So everything we do is centered on the kingdom of God, and Jesus Christ is being king.
Meanwhile, the land where Jesus lived has been home to war and struggle for decades. Believers have lived in Palestine for 2,000 years, but today they often feel forgotten by their brothers and sisters in the West. Bethlehem Bible College is offering a course this spring to address how conflicts have shaped local theology and Christians' identity. Please pray for Christians in Palestine that they'd be the hands and feet of Christ in the land where he was born. Yusuf El Khoury with the BBC says,
I really encourage people, come and see us. The last year, more than 3 million people visited the Holy Land, and people visited historical stones, which is, of course, significant, but also I think the most important, to visit the living stones who are standing with great resilience in this land despite of all the challenges.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.